Hello. Hello.
Hold on.
Hello.
Griselda?
Yes. How may I help you?
This is Madge.
Hi, Madge.
I'd like a 7-shot latte, extra caramel. Hold the latte.
I can only serve you coffee travelers because I'm supposed to sell 2 a day.
What are coffee travelers?
Have you ever seen a cup of Joe at Dunkin' Donuts? Or box of Joe? Sorry.
No.
It's like a cardboard box filled with enough coffee to feed 12 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, you have to sell those?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We're trying to sell more brewed coffee these days.
Why, because it's cheaper?
Partially, yeah. Mm. And because it's good.
Right. So I bought this hemorrhoidal cream.
And I didn't know that you were suffering from hemorrhoids.
Oh, yes. I talked about it with Cheryl on my show yesterday, an entire show about hemorrhoids.
Oh.
I'm suffering them from them a great deal, and they don't seem to... It's remember when I told you at the election, my friend Terry gave me a pumpkin pie. I ate the whole thing. When I woke up, I shed it out, and that's when the hemorrhoids started.
Ling's sister got her hemorrhoids removed. They, like, tie a string around them or something, and then they fall off.
See, I'd rather have it go back in, because I know Andy says hemorrhoids don't go away, but that's bullshit. They do go away. I mean, maybe they come back.
I think for most people, they don't go away.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've had them before, and then they go away, but, you know... It's like just because Andy says he's had hemorrhoids his whole life, but that might have...
It's because he doesn't eat enough fiber or drink enough water.
Yeah, and he's obese. But see, this just sprouted.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But this thing just sprouted right after the pumpkin pie. It was so weird. And it's like a saber tooth. I've talked about this.
Ew. Did you take a picture?
I won't even look at it.
I think you should take a picture.
No.
You're going to regret not taking
I will not regret
it's like
not
a
having,
prolapse. It's
I will,
the beginning of a prolapse.
It is a prolapse, and I will not regret it. It feels like a wisdom tooth.
Ew.
But so I finally, I've been putting it off because, you know, I'm so embarrassed because, you know, whenever we see people buying personal products, we always laugh at the gross. So I thought
I saw someone buying douche today, and I was with Hans, and I was like, Hans, look, she's buying douche.
Ugh, you shouldn't call people out for buying a douche. But I was actually going to call a friend of mine, Matt Blender, after the gym and say, will you please meet me at the Walgreens and buy Preparation H? And I thought, you know, this is stupid. I could just go to the Jewel, because at the Jewel, you just put it in your cart and then you can go to self-checkout. You don't have to have the lady do a price check.
Oh,
Roy
true.
Cream. So I did that, and it was such a bitch to find the stuff. I go down every aisle in the Osco part of the Jewel. Nothing. I go through the vagina creams, nothing. All these Bengay and the Boyle creams, nothing. Advil, Sudafed, Cold and Remedy, nowhere. And you know where they fucking had the shit? Next to the yogurt. Like, they put it in the most visible place so that everybody has to see you buying your Preparation H. Like, you'd think they could put it in a place that's like, you know, in the corner where it next to, like, you know, depends.
It probably gets stolen a lot.
Who cares? Then they should put it in the pharmacy so you have to ask for it. Can I have some Preparation H? I have these enormous things.
Why don't you say that you had to get it to put underneath your eyes to remove the bag?
Because they wouldn't believe me. But so...
You have pretty big bags.
Yeah. But so, the thing is... I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, why am I running, you know, strategically going to these different places to get Preparation H? I should have bought it a week ago. And then at the same time, I'm talking about it on my radio program where 1,000 people are hearing me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
Well, I was wondering the same thing, but is your sponsor...
Seattle Sutton. Yeah, that's the other thing. So I was at the Jewel. You already know this because I texted. So I was at the Jewel. I finally get the Preparation H in the, you know, I throw it real fast. All these, you know, clerks were there laughing at it. So, of course, I assume they saw me buy it and were laughing. And then, so I finally get to the self-checkout line, and there is Bill, my Seattle Sutton sponsor, Seattle Sutton and Non sponsor. And then I had to do another lap around the store because I didn't want him to see that I was buying Preparation H.
But it's Bill. Who cares?
I care.
He has them. He's old.
I'm old, too.
And he eats crap.
But I have been eating pretty well. I don't know what's... Well, except for the pumpkin pie.
Maybe you need to drink more water.
I think that's probably true. I think that's true because I've been having a lot of coffee lately, and that's the problem. But the problem is I also like the way it feels when I fart, when I have hemorrhoids, because it's like sitting on a kazoo.
I had no idea. I really hope I don't get them.
You've never had a hemorrhoid in your life?
No.
Really?
Yep. Wow. I know that most women get them when they're pregnant.
That's interesting. I guess Andy's right then, because I have had them my whole life. But usually they're not visible. They're not outside. But so I won't get surgery because I know somebody, and don't say who it is, but you know who I'm talking about. Duty Squirt, who had hemorrhoid surgery, and now he has to do Duty Squirt everywhere he goes because they botched it. You know who I'm talking about, right?
I think so.
Panties?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sniffing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure do.
Right. So I don't want to end up with a duty squirt.
I guess it's, I just don't know what to say.
Well, today I bought...
I think it happens more often in men than women, though.
Well, it's okay, really.
Actually, I was just talking about this because my mom used to tell me if I sat on the cold cement that I would get hemorrhoids.
Well, you know, it also happened the day after I was at Grant Park with that Obama rally, and I was out there standing for probably a good 6 hours outside. It wasn't really cold, but I was holding a camera for a good part of it over my head, and it was very uncomfortable. And maybe
Did you see Oprah?
I didn't see Oprah. And no, I didn't see Brad Pitt, but I did see Obama because we were watching. And, yeah. But so I finally put the cream on, and it's like I didn't have a lot of time to make the decision because I didn't want to be standing there in front of the Preparation H aisle for an hour. So there's one that said it looked greenish, and it said contains pain reliever. And aloe, too. So I took that one.
Did it work? Do you feel better?
Listen, I just shoved it up there before I talked to you. I don't fucking know. It hasn't shrunk it yet.
That was my next question. So I know some are internal and some are external. So I'm guessing yours is internal?
No, it's external. Why would I care if it was internal?
I thought the internal ones stuck out. Like, it's internal,
well,
but
then it's external. Well, what else is it going to be? Is that you putting it in your pocket?
That's true. It's external. I don't know. I don't know anything about hemorrhoids.
Well, I'm surprised because you always know about those gross things and obese people.
I do know one thing, though. There's this guy I run with,
and
we were running a 24-hour race, and he brings maxi pads because if his hemorrhoids stick out, they bleed.
Oh, my God.
So then he bleeds into a maxi pad. But then one day he was... taking a nap because he said his hemorrhoid popped out and it was bleeding and he had to take a nap before he tried to push it back in. Can you just push it back in like that?
You know, have you heard Cheryl's song, Push It Back In?
Yeah.
You have?
I think so.
No, it's real good.
Push it back like that?
What?
It kind of sounded like close it back.
No, let me play it. Ugh, I knew this would come to this. Oh, again, I already played it.
I heard it
though,
because I was listening to her sing.
Her sing along the children's album. It's on the children's album. Yeah. It's called "The Cheryl Pushed in Her Prolapse."
I can't do. I can't make the noises.
How much?
But then she like squirts twice.
How much is that? How much is that goatsy on the X tube? I have to play it. Just don't talk because otherwise you'll get feedback. Hold on. Because I have to switch it to the external Dustin. So hold on. This is ridiculous. Okay, here we go. Ready for Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess.
The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse. The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse. The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse to see how much she could get back in. And knew all that she could fit. And knew all that she could fit was half of her goddamn layups. But the other half of her layups, the other half of her layups was sitting outside her ass coot. Did you ever see a Lipsy, a Lipsy, a Lipsy? Did you ever see a Lipsy go this way and that? Go this way and that way and that way and this way. Did you ever see a Lipsy go this way and that? Did you ever see a Cunny, a Cunny, a Cunny? Did you ever see a Cunny go this way and say, do you know the prolapsed man? The prolapsed man, the prolapsed man. Oh, how much is that gold seal on the X-Tube? Why does my fingers keep falling out every time I bear down? Just like you, it longs turkey inside me. Oh, me so prolapse, oh, me so prolapse.
Sorry about that.
Let me turn. I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. It's hard not to, you know? So, you know, Max Kaiser, he's a friend of mine, and now he's going to be on the BBC now, Big Blubbercunt News, starting in January, because he is real smart with his finance. But anyway, he listens to my show, and he said, Madge, I finally figured it out. I can't believe I was so stupid it took me this long. He said, Andy Melton is Cheryl Murkowski.
But it's not.
I know, I told him.
Aw. I decided I'm going to join Match.com.
Why?
Because I'm not meeting anyone.
All right, can I tell you? I wasn't going to bring this up, but since you did, I'm going to tell you my pathetic story that's made me very upset. So
okay.
I had a nice date this weekend, what I thought was a nice date with this lesbian, because you know I'm a lesbian. And I, you know,
yep.
I thought, we had a nice time. You know, we hung out and did some things. And, you know, I had to be careful because when she went to eat me out, I had to make sure she didn't go anywhere near my, you know, the asshole. Because, I you can't say, listen, I got a hemorrhoid. I don't think so. Not on the first date, you know. And
yep.
she was into feet, which I thought was weird. I'd never been into somebody who's into feet. And she's like, do you like when you rub my feet? I'm like, I never really thought about it. But I mean, if it's fine, I mean, I don't care if you want to rub the feet. But anyway, so, you know, we seem to have a nice time. And then she's like, oh, and then she calls me when I get home at like 3 o'clock in the morning. She's like, oh, I had a really nice time. I'm like, yeah, me too. Okay. And then she calls me the next day and she's like, oh, do you want to go to a movie? I'm like, well, I've, you know, been away so much and I really want to spend time with my dog. And she said, can I come over and watch TV with you? I said, no, my house is disgusting. And, and then she said, okay, well, you know, I'll call you back later. And then, you know, basically, I mean, she called me back, but it sort of just fizzled after that. So, and then today I called her. She didn't even call me back at all. So I don't know.
Oh,
what
no.
Happened. Yeah. So I've been sort of, what do you call it? Prolapse?
Depressed?
No. I mean, rejected.
I don't think it was rejection, though. I think that you can come across as hating people and, you know, because you need a lot of alone time. So maybe you should try and call her one more time.
I called her one more. This was one more time because I called her last night. No, you know what? I don't think so. I mean, this is enough.
Okay.
I mean, why wouldn't it? You know, I don't want to be, whatever. Anyway, the problem is, I think Match.com is a good idea because the older I get, the harder it is to get people to like me, especially when I'm an asshole. I think life is terrible, Griselda. I have to tell you, lately it's really sucked, really. And
but Obama won.
Yeah, but I'm not black.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I thought that was great. I mean, what the fuck? It hung up on her. How did that happen? Finished, it says. The Christ. She must have accidentally pressed her. Oh, because she's on a fucking iPhone. I have to remember to talk about how expensive groceries were at the store, too. Jesus Christ. She probably doesn't know that. She probably doesn't know we're still. Hello?
Hello, you've reached a shelter.
Oh, for fuck. Oh, God damn it. When the Christ happened. I don't have the time or the patience for any of this. God damn it. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Madge.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know either.
Listen, so, about the hemorrhoid. Oh, so that was rejection. And then I go to the grocery store. When I buy the Preparation H, you know, I needed groceries. I bought some Nutella. I just can't fucking believe how expensive shit is. You know, the bread, any kind of bread that's half decent is at least $4 a loaf. Uh-huh. Because the only thing you can get, they have $2 bread, but it's all that horrible Wonder Bread where you just, it's just, you know, you can squish it to the size of a pea. It's fucking unbelievable. And I'm unemployed, you know, now. Cheese is like $5 for like 6 slices. I mean, mm-hmm. I just can't believe it. Do you find it expensive or do you just eat out?
Well, I do find it expensive. Mm-hmm. And I need to stop eating out so much because I'm addicted to getting these salads from the deli next door. And they're like $8 every single time I buy one.
How long does it last? Just one sitting?
Yeah, it's like I'm at work and I'll get it for lunch. Oh. So then I throw, you know, I can't bring it with me. Plus, I can't stop eating because I'm obese.
Right. Uh-huh.
But what? I eat a lot of Fiber One bars at home. I eat tons of hummus and cucumbers.
What's your BMI?
Yeah, I mean,
What's your BMI?
Oh, I haven't been weighing myself anymore because I was on that starving myself and exercising 4 hours a day kick, and then since the New York City Marathon, I've just been sitting on my ass.
How was your time in the marathon?
Well, it took me almost 5 hours, and I did the Baltimore Marathon 2 weeks before, and it took me 4.5. So
oh.
I'm slow.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, I did yoga tonight. I've been doing it like 6 days a week, although I missed it yesterday. Yeah.
That should help your hemorrhoid.
There's a special yoga for hemorrhoids, but when the teacher says, does anybody have any special ailments or whatever, or, you know, injuries, I'm not going to say, yeah, I have a hemorrhoid.
Maybe you can tell your teacher before or after your yoga class, so then when they see you there, they'll know.
You know, she doesn't care. It doesn't matter. It's not like, what are you going to do? You know, a hemorrhoid pose? They do have those, though. But so there was, you know, so everybody in the... Yeah, it's got, you know how it is. It's so dark, and this class is 7:30 p.m., the one I go to on Monday. I have another one that at 9:30 in the morning tomorrow, which I really, or 9:15. So like mm-hmm. Monday and Tuesday, I do the back-to-back, which is fine. But so we're in the class, and the teacher is like, oh, everybody looks so sad. I think it must be seasonal affective disorder. And the lesbian behind me goes, that's bullshit. It's fucking unemployment. I was like, yeah, because, you know, everybody, half of my friends are unemployed, I swear.
It's really weird right now, but I mean, I think it is the weather, too. I've just been miserable and not wanting to do anything, no exercise. It gets dark here at like 4 o'clock.
Isn't it weird? It seems so sudden. It just like...
Yeah, it really does.
It seems like it's just this week to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I got promoted at work, so I don't even know.
What are you now? Lesbian?
A level 2 store manager.
What does that mean?
It means I have 2 assistant managers, and then I get more money.
Oh.
So.
No, that's good. Congratulations.
Let me know when you can get
me on the ghost payroll.
You should just start working for us.
Yeah, that'd be great. I do like coffee. Is that Schultz guy Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see that we're teaming with Project Red?
No.
Yeah, I'll stop talking about it because I don't want to be like an advertisement. So anyway, hi. Tell me more about your hemorrhoid.
It's a hemorrhoidal, it hurts.
Did you name it?
Roidy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I've had them before. They just like, I mean, I usually just, they go away. It's usually not that
big a
deal.
When did you get your first one?
Well, it was the day after the election, so it was a Wednesday morning. So if I still have it, if it hasn't gotten better after a week, I'm going to call
it. No, I mean, like, when, what age were you when you got your first ever hemorrhoid?
I was pretty young. I don't remember.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, pretty young.
Did you go ask your mom what was wrong with your ass?
No. I had a lot of constipation, which probably is what caused the hemorrhoids. I'd spend hours in the bathroom because I didn't want to see my mother would have her friend Mrs. Lopipero over, and I didn't want to see her, so I just stayed in the bathroom. No, that's not true. I mean, it's true, but I liked Mrs. Lopipero. I just didn't really, I couldn't, I would spend hours in the toilet trying to shit.
Maybe you just wanted to shit more. You really like it. My friend Scott told me that if you had enough anal sex, that you wouldn't get hemorrhoids. Are these all urban myths? Everything I know about hemorrhoids, they're untrue?
I don't know, but I do not. I haven't had anal sex in a very long time, so maybe he's right. Oh. I don't know. But to me, wouldn't it irritate the anal sex when you have the things coming in and out, in and out? Maybe if you never had.
I assume so.
Maybe if you never had it in the first place.
Yeah, so I should have anal sex so I don't get it?
Yes.
Someone else was telling me to use Eros lube.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get some Eros lube so I won't get hemorrhoids.
Oh my God, Wayne sent me a message on my Ass-Toe podcast.
Who did?
This guy Wayne, you don't know me, said, does Roidy have hair and teeth? Ugh. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's like vagina dentata.
Oh, is that a real thing?
I read somewhere that there's been like two documented cases because it's so close to fetal cells. There was some Mexican woman who had teeth growing out of her vagina.
Hmm. That's really neat.
Yeah. I was watching the Duggars tonight, that family of 18 in Arkansas.
Hmm.
Or is it Alabama? I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The oldest kid is 21 and he's about to get married. And the whole episode was about how they're not going to kiss until they're married.
Hmm. Sounds great.
Yeah. I just want to know how you can have that many kids.
Prolapse.
She must have a lap.
I have to place Tammy Faye Baker next Saturday.
Okay.
For a seance. There's a seance to raise Tammy Faye Baker from the dead. So they're asking a Jewish lesbian to be her, you know.
Bring Sherry. She would like that.
Why would she like that?
I think she would like a seance.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I went to New Orleans and I didn't get to see Live and Learn.
Why not?
Well, the first day I ended up being really busy, and then we were going to meet the second day, but same thing. Like, all of our activities were crammed into the day. So finally, on the last day I was there, I called her the night before because there was zero plans until we had to go to the airport, and she decided to go home to Mississippi.
Mm. She hates you.
Did you see Terry?
Think
she does. No, he lives in Texas.
But he went with New Orleans with you that one time.
I know. I was thinking about him the whole time. I feel bad that I was mean to him because now he doesn't talk to me.
Right.
Live and Learn lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, she had the obesity surgery, right?
Yeah.
Does she puke?
I didn't ask her.
Mm-hmm. I think you should have asked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had to get 2 cavities. Well, I already had fillings, and they had to get redone because they were cracked. And I had only had them for 5 years. And they said that one of them, if it ever has to be refilled again, that I have to get a crown because it's so big. But I wonder if my dentist thinks I'm bulimic. I'm not bulimic.
Why would that have
anything to do? I don't throw up, but I have so many fucking cavities.
Oh, I do too, but that's, I mean, some people just have bad teeth. It's very genetic too, I think. And a lot of times, do you eat a lot of candy?
No, but I drink a lot of diet soda, which I know is really bad for me.
Yeah, I think my dentist said it is bad for you.
I think that's the only thing I eat that's bad. Because I eat mostly veggies.
But you have binges.
I do have binges, but I don't eat, like, candy and I don't puke.
Well,
and I think, I was telling Melissa about my binges, and she's like, that's not a binge. That's just a big meal.
I don't know, but I'm sure ready to have some more Nutella.
Tonight, oh my gosh, I've been eating a lot of trail mix from Target. They have the best trail mix. They had pumpkin spice trail mix. I was eating s'mores trail mix today. Mm.
I can't afford any trail mix. I looked at it at the store.
It's only like $2.99.
For how much?
For a bag. I don't know how much is in that because I'm too lazy to get up. It's like a pound probably.
Yeah, but there's like no nutrition in it, so you're just basically getting a snack.
Yeah, it is. There's nuts.
Oh.
It's fruit and nuts, although the s'mores ones has chocolate and marshmallows, but a lot of them are fruit and nuts.
Well, I have hemorrhoids, so it's okay. Roidy.
Okay. Target's cheap.
I don't know. I'm so depressed. I feel very
it's
rejected.
It's the weather.
And like,
what kind of jobs are you looking for?
Well, really good ones.
Has anything taken off, or are you just sending out your resume?
Well, nothing. I don't have a job yet. The problem is I don't. I need to finish my reels so I can get video work, which I haven't done. But see, this month is video blogging month, so I've been doing a video and audio podcast every day. And so, which is stupid, of course. But, and I'm talking to some people about other jobs that aren't very interesting, which I don't really want to do, but I may have to. And the other thing is, like, everybody's fucking losing their job here. I have a friend who works for a certain very famous black woman, and she closed an entire division on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he still working there?
They fired him. They fired everyone.
Okay.
They closed the division.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I thought you just said they closed the whole division. So now how are we going to hear about what size chair she has to the size of her head?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, she was on TV last week talking about how Barack's going to fix the economy. She's riding around on the plane with him, and then she fires her staff or something.
Wow.
But I'm not saying what we're talking about.
I know where I'm working, our Q4 earnings were very bad. So.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to have a job.
Yep. Yapper. Yep, yep. But
yep,
then
yep.
Again, I mean, like, I agree with that you're lucky to have a job, but also, I think it's also nice to not have a job. The bad part is that you don't get paid.
Yeah, I get too stressed out if I don't have money.
Yeah, well, it sucks, let me tell you. But, I'm not broke yet, I have unemployment, which really isn't that much. But I also had some money saved that really should go to the IRS, but just isn't. So I don't know. And the other thing is, like, I'm not sure if I should leave the country. And it would have been really easy if McCain won the election. Because then I would have been like, okay, I'll take out a line of credit and leave. But I don't know.
Did you know that 78% of people in Brooklyn voted for Obama and the 22% who didn't live in my neighborhood?
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I know.
Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
Racist.
Who did my landlord. For? Did I tell you about the time that my toilet, I clogged the toilet with a cap?
With your cat?
Anyway.
Poor kitty.
No, not my cat. A plastic cap fell into the... Anyway,
from a hemorrhoid tube? From hemorrhoid tube?
From the hemorrhoid cream. Mm. Yeah, so a plumber came and had to replace the whole toilet, and the landlord came down and said, "We thought your house was getting robbed. We saw a black man coming in."
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's ridiculous.
I know. I was like, what?
So what do your neighbors think about the new president then?
Huh?
What do the neighbors think about the new president then, if they're that racist?
I heard anything about it other than a couple months ago they were telling me that if a black person gets elected, everything goes to hell. So.
Why is that?
There was no concrete reason. I know in all of my friends' neighborhoods, there was cheering and people yelling and honking on the streets the night of the election, but in my neighborhood, it was dead silent. The other cool thing is when I went to vote, there was no one there. Like, I just could just walk in because, you know, all of my friends were telling me that they had to wait in line for, you know, a minimum of half an hour, and my voting place was empty.
I voted early. I still had to wait an hour.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I went at 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why, because it's the end.
Oh.
Plus, probably nobody voted because they didn't want black people.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I just wanted to talk briefly because I have to do a show every day, so at least it's done. Is there anything else you wanted to tell me to cheer me up? Well, I guess if we're both depressed all the time, it's not really going to happen.
I haven't been depressed lately, you should, well, I mean, it's been depressing that I haven't been exercising and it's dark outside, but you should really go on snatch.com and look for a new lesbian.
What is snatch.com?
Match.com.
Ugh, but I can't because, I really can't do internet dating. I just think they're all going to reject me anyway, so what's the point?
Well, at least you can say... You're all going to reject me anyway. I'm just looking for a person to eat me out. And I have a hemorrhoid. Just lay it all out.
Yeah, but then I'll get some hemorrhoid. But then, you know, I can't. It's too creepy. And that's all there is to it. I have
come over and meet my friend Roydy.
Yeah, that'll go over
well. Okay, we'll think about it. If I have a successful time, then I'm going to make you do it too.
Right. Well, you have different. I mean, I'm a 59-year-old ugly lesbian woman. You're a young 20-something straight woman. Why do you think I would have the same luck as you?
Because I looked at all the. Well, I didn't look at the gay people, but the straight ones. There's tons of older ones.
Yeah, but old people are ugly.
I like old people.
Oh.
Oh, well. Okay, well, have a good night, Madge.
Okay, you too. See you later.
Bye.
That was fun. I hope you're all suicidal now.